Do you have a product or business that you want to advertise on the Real Ass Podcast or other Gas Digital podcasts? Well, right now, go to theadside.com and click on the advertisers button for more information.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. What's up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. I am the king of things, Puerto Rican rattlesnake. The international superstar, Zach D'Amico, is here.
That's me.
What's up, kid?
How you doing, buddy?
I'm good.
Yep.
I'm good.
I'm good. That's a real I'm good.
I'm good.
We're coming to you live from denial.
I'm good. Look, here's the thing. It's fine. It's all good. You know, it's never-ending problems here at the Gas Digital Network. You know, and here's the thing. It's not, most of the time, I can say, you know, it's genuinely like not our quote-unquote fault. It is our fault. I don't like to pass blame. Welcome to life. If that light starts flickering, guess what? It's my fucking fault, you know, and I have to take responsibility for that. And so, yes, sometimes we have technical issues, and we do take responsibility. It is what it is, and we are in the process of switching platforms, new server, new streaming, new website, new everything. It's a new Gas Digital going into the new fucking year, right? That it was not.
How's it going?
We were supposed to be streaming today at 9:30. Came in, got up,
slammed the door. The wind made my coffee. I burned myself.
Good.
You somehow burned me.
That made me feel better.
Without burning me.
Somehow that made me feel better.
Just swallow, you know.
Just so you know.
We're both looking jacked, though, kid.
You do not look jacked. You look fat still. I'm looking jacked. I'm getting fucking jacked. I'm putting in the time and the work. You are not doing any of that.
I know what you're talking about, kid.
You don't get to fucking, you don't get to steal my fucking jackness, doggy.
Whatever, dude.
Y'all are both looking pretty jacked.
We were supposed to stream at 9:30 a.m. and I want to say Shannon. It's probably Shannon.
Wow.
Did not communicate with upper management that we had this special time. So the servers, the new servers that we're switching to, they have to be manually turned up, whatever it is. They have to be fucking, on that end, they have to be prepared for it. We can't just, with this new system, just plug in and play. And we could not stream at 9:30. And
what is there, an old man with a giant switch?
I've just been fucking pacing back and forth for the past half hour. Furious.
Slamming doors.
Slamming doors. And the problem with the studio is we have expensive doors, so they do not slam. So yeah, I can't give a fucking blash.
Yeah, imagine the glass.
What I do is
those doors have paid for themselves.
I slam the door, and it hits the end of the door and goes,
yeah,
there's a slow little fucking compression close.
Thank God.
Yeah, but it doesn't give me the satisfaction, so I have to continuously slam non-slamming doors. I got it, Natalie. Thank you.
It's like farting with your asshole open.
Yeah, dude. Yes. Yeah, but that's satisfying, dude. I love that, dude. That's when I would fart, like in school, or
just
like
lean so the cheek spreads.
Yeah, I got a fat ass, so I got to literally manually grab one cheek and lift it a little. It's good. And then walk away from it.
Just trying to do secret farts, but clearly grabbing a cheek.
So now we're taping this. We'll air today at 12:30. It's fine. It's all good. But I would have just communicated that with, if we wouldn't have known that, I would have just communicated that with my audience that's waiting to be on the show.
I mean, so I announced it on Monday.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So there's no live chat?
There's no live chat. There's no nothing.
Wow.
Yeah. We're just
no deep
here.
Fakes?
No deep fakes, nothing.
No Welcome. Racist comments against me and my friend?
Nothing.
My
I mean, brother. I can see, I did tell him, I did go in to the live chat and tell them that we were going to tape. And yeah, they're not very active right now.
Wow.
This guy's having snack and bacon. This guy's grabbing breakfast. They'll be back for bye, guys. See you later. Yeah, dude. The fucking engagement. I'm the only guy who engages with the fucking live chat in the entire
network. Live chat would have noticed that Robbie forgot Nate's name.
You're like, one guy's got overnight oats. One guy's doing this. One guy, you're like, fuck yeah, man, dude.
I am fucking trying. And I am. It's okay. Everything's good. I'm fine. It's just so we can get ahead of these things, guys. It's about communicating. It's about how we position ourselves, right? Because I can simply go, hey, we're going to stream at 12:30 today. And everyone goes, wow, I'm happy. I'll be in the live chat with you guys. I'll be chatting with you guys. Wow, I'm happy. Not communicating, getting people up early. People on the West Coast, it's 6:30 in the morning on the West Coast. There are people that got up. You don't understand, okay? I don't have a massive fan base like some of these other comics, but my fan base is fucking passionate. Yeah. They got up at the crack of dawn to listen to this show, and now they got to go back to sleep. So, dang. I'm not happy.
That sounds like a relief.
That was an option?
Don't fuck up anymore, folks. That's what I'm saying. Great show plans. You know him from The Young Guns. And The Thing Is, officially, now Shannon's actually giving you the respect to call you a co-host. The Thing Is podcast, the great Mike Figgs is back on the show.
Happy to be here, baby boy.
And also from the Panties in the Mouth podcast, very happy to have back on the show, the great Nate Marshall.
Thank you.
He's on fire!
Yes. I called you Robbie a few minutes ago.
Oh, you did?
And now I'm calling you Robin Figgs in my head.
He's here in spirit.
What happened with you and Robbie? Are you guys having problems? That's what Shannon told me.
Oh, wow. Thanks, Shannon. Literally told her, hey, Shannon, keep this between us. Thanks, Shannon. Couldn't get the Wi-Fi to work, but you're able to spread the gossip. Thanks, Shanny.
Blame Shannon.
Blame Shannon.
What happened? What's going on with you and Robbie?
No, we're just I think that the show ran its course.
You're done. The show's done.
I think so. Yeah, I think it's done.
Just rebranded.
We
literally 2 days ago, you changed the name of the show.
We had a good run.
Did you think that was going to fix the problems, changing the name?
You could use a good run. I got to be honest with you.
This is a size medium, and I feel very comfortable in it.
Maybe even an elliptical. I know you might have some knee issues.
Relax. I think I realized that
you got into the big time. You got invited into a Gas Digital show.
No.
And then your ego got out of control.
Not at all. I just think that me and Robbie had a good year and it was fun. And Robbie's going to do what he's got to do. I'm going to do what I got
to
do.
There's more to this.
I still love him. He's a good guy.
There's more than meets the eye. What is that? Is that Transformers?
There's not. There's really not. It's all me. Robbie is, I think, upset with me because I just literally came out of nowhere. We had a weird episode. Sometimes you have bad episodes. Sometimes you have good episodes. And I just kind of, I realized
what was
I don't
the,
want to do
What
this.
Was the conversation that said you were breaking up the Young Guns? Robin Figgs, it's all done.
We
you
had
a, have a, you have and a, who were you guys impersonating when you did
it? Robbie's going to watch this.
Robbie's going to watch.
Okay, so as...
No, out of respect for Robbie, we had an episode with Mike Cannon. It was fun. And we just kind of, I just felt like the luster was kind of like going away. It slowly was chipping at me, you know, every episode. And I was just honest with him. So we were going to record.
You weren't happy with the product.
We were going in two different directions. I'm silly. I'm a little crazy, you know, whatever. And Robbie's got his own style. You know, Robbie's a little bit more of a purist. And God bless him. And listen, He did nothing wrong. It was literally just me saying,
but you're
know
the
what?
One
I think
who
I'm
said
done.
You're done.
So we were going to do our Patreon episode, and I was kind of upset about the episode. And then I just was like, you know what, dude, let's just forget it. And he was like, no, come on, man, let's do this. So and then I just said, and I said, no. And then I literally left.
And then he bounced, and then he bailed on today's show. So this is...
He didn't bail on... you know what? Robbie's a sensitive guy. I'm a sensitive guy, too. Yeah. And Robbie was... he was like, hey, dude, we're doing rap tomorrow. I don't want to be in any tension. I'm like, no, there's no tension. But then that's when I told him. I was like, there's no tension at all. But, you know, I don't think moving forward, we're going to do this anymore. I don't want to be a part of it, you know.
Yeah.
And he hasn't responded to me.
Wow.
So I think he's kind of pissed. I mean, I would be pissed too out of nowhere. He's worked hard for this for a year. We've had great guests. We've made money. We fucked him.
You fucked him right in his ass.
I didn't fuck him in his ass. I didn't take anything away from him.
No spit.
We've had conversations.
Rammed it right in.
We've had conversations, you know, trying to like, you know, work things out with the show and we've really had some fun episodes, and I still love Robbie, and I support Robbie. I just think that I'm...
Can you
I think
say
I'm
that whole
moment.
Speech again as... who's he good at? I don't
political.
Even know who he's good at. I don't know who he's good at.
Hey, motherfucker Robbie. I say I'm tired of your bitch ass, motherfucker Robbie. You embarrassed me in front of my cannon, motherfucker. I'm going to go on a break. Now I'm going to break.
Sorry, did you guys get into it in front of Cannon? You guys butted heads?
No. There were moments where Cannon was just like, do you guys fight all the time? He's like, is this a thing? And
No. We had a good episode with Cannon. It was fun. And we just came off a great episode with Garfield. I could keep saying it.
Say it as Pacino.
Oh, no, I'm not. He does Pacino.
He does Pacino. All right?
I think I'm trying to just get rid of that.
I'm starting to realize that.
I think I'm done with that. That's
Robbie's the talent.
Robbie is the talent.
You abandoned the talent?
I abandoned the talent, dude.
Damn, dude.
I abandoned the talent. No, yeah. So if you fucking message Robbie, give him love, you know. And
I love Robbie. Robbie's great. Yeah. Robbie's talented. Robbie, I mean, you know, he probably won't be at Skankfest now. You were sort of his in.
No,
at Skankfest,
Robbie. You know. Robbie's
going to be Elvis.
He's going to do his. I know, right? He's going to do his thing. And yeah. And we have projects on our
Robbie
own.
Robbie doing voices by himself.
He's like, you fuck me. Oh, yeah. Mike Figg's fuck. Oh, my face, you fuck me. I don't have any friends anymore. You fuck me. That's not true. I love Robbie. And
Robbie,
I
swear to God. Robbie, I swear to God, I will help you produce your own podcast where it's just you complaining about Mike Figgs as different characters.
He never
daily.
Complained about
You know when they find Riddler at the end of Batman Forever and he doesn't know who he is anymore?
I'm back.
Oh shit! No, look, Robbie is very talented, and I'm sure it was probably an experiment for a year. You know,
that's
you
exactly
if it worked.
What, yeah,
and,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It just wasn't. If you look, if you're not fucking passionate about something, you're not passionate about something. Me and Dave just ended Yo MMA Rap, right? A lot. I haven't even really talked about this on a podcast yet.
Really? Oh wow.
It had nothing to do with me. Me and Dave, we love each other. We love broadcasting together. We just, you know, there was just times where I'm talking about MMA and I'm going, I don't want to talk about MMA right now.
That's the exact feeling. That's the exact feeling.
It's one of the reasons why I left the Bisping podcast. There was other issues as well. But ultimately, I just wasn't super passionate about having that conversation. I found myself forcing it. And I don't need to do it, you know, and me and Dave, you know, I think we had an issue capturing an MMA crowd because we weren't MMA analysts. You could listen to Michael Bisping or Mickey Gall on this network talk about MMA at an extremely high level. And then our comedy fans were like, some of them were into it, but it wasn't enough funny. It was too much MMA for like just comedy fans. So I think we were kind of stuck without being able to really grow it in any, you know, measurable large way.
Yeah.
So it was just like, if we're going to fucking do something, let's do something where we can, you know, have a large audience and...
Yeah.
So yeah, Yo MMA Rap, it is no more. Love Dave, love doing the show, but me and Dave are talking about doing something else together, but we also want to do something very different than Real Ass Podcast or Legion of Skanks, and it's kind of hard to figure out what that would be. But yeah, lots of stuff happening, lots of moving pieces happening here behind the scenes at Gas Digital, and let's do our plugs. Let's get into it. What you plugging on?
At Comic Mike Figgs, man. Go to the Instagram. I have all my dates there. Crazy shows at the Stand. Valentine's Day is going to be fucking crazy. Make sure you come on by. I'm going to be running around hosting shows. Subscribe to The Thing Is and support Robbie Goodwin as well. Follow Robbie Goodwin at Robbie Goodwin Comedy. And yeah, fuck yeah, baby.
Hell yeah. Love it. What's going on, Nate?
Is that Nate Marshall on Instagram? And then just my podcast, Panties in the Mouth, with LaMare Lee and Andy Malafarina. Please, check it out.
Hell yeah.
To our Patreon. We need money.
Yeah, you guys fucking rule.
Thanks.
You guys. Zach Amico.
February 17th and 18th, I will be in Saratoga Springs, New York, headlining. One show Friday, two shows Saturday. I'll kiss you on the mouth.
Who are you going with?
Ooh. Oh, I got to pick somebody still.
Pick someone fun. Lots of live stuff coming up. I'm not on the road now for a hot minute. I'm not going to go to Florida. I'm doing, what's his fucking name? Tucker Carlson's show.
Oh, cool.
On Valentine's Day. That's going to be my Valentine's Day, sitting there with Tucker Carlson.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, in person. They're flying me down because that documentary is coming out on the 15th. The comedy documentary for Fox is coming out, so they want to interview me. I was debating not going. I was like, dude, people hate Tucker Carlson. Some people fucking hate him, but those people hate me anyway, so what the fuck do I really give a shit about, right?
Yeah,
so,
you're not going to change who you are. Look out with Tucker.
The 15th, that documentary is coming out. Should be fucking dope. Then next month, I'm back on the road. Roar Comedy Club, Springfield, Massachusetts, March 3rd, 4th. I'm officially starting to work on the special now. Me and Aaron Berg have ended our tour. I'm back headlining a bunch of new material. If you guys haven't seen me in the past 6 months, I mean, it's a completely new act. I promise you right now, you guys are going to blow your fucking minds. It's getting so good. I'm so excited for this next special. March 3rd and 4th, War Comedy Club, Springfield, Massachusetts. Yonkers, Yonkers Comedy Club, March 9th through the 11th. March 16th through 18th, American Comedy Company in San Diego, California. Then we got the Funny Bone in St. Louis, West Jordan, Utah, Wise Guys, Secret Group in Houston, Texas. We got Lafayette, Louisiana coming up. And then this was just announced. These pre-sale tickets went on sale yesterday. Regular sale happens tomorrow. They're already, I think they're already about halfway sold out altogether. But Legion of Skanks is doing our first theater run. Big theaters, 1,500 seats in each theater, depending on where we're at. But we're going to be in Hampton Beach Casino Ballroom, the Wilbur Theater, and then at Foxwoods. It's not the Fox Theater. I forget the name of the theater at Foxwoods. But the tickets are all up on lewisofskanks.com. These are going to be huge fucking shows. A combination of stand-up. A part is going to be recorded for the podcast. We're going to be doing crowd interaction, crowd games, fucking with people. We're working with a couple different producers on creating a very unique live Legion of Skanks experience with both me, Jay, and Dave, plus a special guest. This run that we it's going to be in Massachusetts and in the New England area, we'll have at least one, maybe two special guests coming out with us. So grab those tickets. These are going to be massive, massive shows. Not all of them will be released as a podcast, so you have to truly be there. Part of them will be released as a podcast, but you got to be there live. So grab those tickets right now. lewisofskanks.com for all those tickets and more. Subscribe to Gas Digital. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. Get instant access to the on-demand library for all the shows here on the network and access to the Racist Live Chat and many other member benefits. And make sure you guys subscribe to my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/PureRattlesnake, where I play video games poorly. Yes, indeedly. Yes, indeedly doodly. Let's see. Okay, so this first one. Yeah, all right, let's do the first. Olivia Dunn posts videos of her gymnastics fails to prove she's not that perfect. So Olivia Dunn, if you guys don't know, she is a gymnast, and she is currently in the top girl position here on the Real Ass Podcast. We choose, you know, who's the hottest girl alive.
Yeah.
She's the one, right?
Top girl.
Oh, she's hell yeah.
Girl. Yeah, yeah. She's
what's the cheeks like?
she looks like there's
no cheeks.
No.
I'm seeing
phenomenal.
No cheeks, too.
Phenomenal cheeks?
Can you show Nate her cheeks?
Please show me your cheeks.
Can we show Nate her cheeks?
Reveal the cheeks.
Look at the two men who have picked her as top girl. And you're not saying we like a nice ass.
I know you two don't like nice asses. This is just...
Now show them damn cheeks. Yeah,
yeah. This was just me trying to see cheeks.
Show those cheeks. By the way, I also, you know... Do you not know what cheeks are?
That's
the cut of the thing.
You're showing cheeks.
They're good.
You're not showing her cheeks. No. You got to see her actual.
Okay. All right. That's the one. Yeah.
She's a fucking professional athlete.
Gymnast. They got tight fucking fat asses.
Yeah, hot chick. It won't squeeze, but it'll still feel nice.
So she is currently in the top girl position. Hot chick, obviously. Believe me, people send me all the time, like, no, this is the new top girl. Yeah. The trash that they send me is crazy. I almost want to, look, if you want to submit new top girl, please tag us, send it to us. But some of the girls you try to send us to compare to Olivia Dunn, it just ain't happening, doggy. I don't know what you're saying. But either way, she's great. But so apparently she posted what? Gymnastic fails to prove she's not perfect. What an asshole.
That's a perfect thing to do.
She's like, look, I'm not perfect, everyone.
What a bitch.
Are they like on purpose fails?
It's
like,
not herpes, by the way. It's a pimple. I don't want to know. Everyone knows. It's a fucking pimple. Try to pop it.
Here we go. Oh, damn. And she's dead.
I think this is her as a child, though.
Yeah, this is
weird, a lot
though.
Of her being like a little kid.
I'm not horny anymore.
Yeah, damn.
I was really horny for a while.
Yeah, oh, I'm not horny anymore either.
Yeah, we're not horny anymore.
Don't you just want to dress up?
Yeah, guys, no one's horny.
Nobody's horny anymore. Nobody here
is horny. Anybody else want to dress up as a gym mat with their mouth open?
Ooh, don't mind me. I'm just a balance beam.
I'm just powder. Smack me between your ass cheeks and hands. I'm just a cloud of powder. Put me between your snatch. Am I right, Natalie?
Oh, dude, how funny would that be if we all just got disguised as a gym? It was a balance beam. I'm an exercise ball. Yeah. And we're just waiting. You just see our faces cut out of them.
I have a ring attached to my dick. Just hidden in the wall.
Wait for her to fucking do
those things.
She's hot.
Tweet.
Yeah, she's tweet. Yeah. Very, very tweet, obviously. Speaking of tweet, Gabby Petito, the original Twitter Noite. The inspiration for Twitter Noite, Gabby Petito. You remember this chick? She got murdered.
No.
You remember the chick? She was murdered by her boyfriend.
Oh, did
you?
Yeah, they were doing like RV life videos.
Yeah. Okay.
She got a little lippy.
Yeah. And he was like on the run for a little bit.
He was on the run. Yeah. He was like living in like swamplands and shit, and his family helped him get away. If my son beat his fucking psycho girlfriend to death, first of all, it would suck. I'm like, what the fuck's wrong with you? But I would help him. I'll go to jail before my son goes to jail. I'm helping him get the fuck out of here. He's getting out of Dodge. I'm going to fucking burn off his fingerprints. I'm going to fucking knock out his teeth. It's going to fucking happen. Okay.
Sounds like you got other problems.
Wait, that's what happens. No.
I want to burn off his fingertips, knock out his teeth.
No, that's what happens. That's what we got to do to the body. Never mind. I'm confusing the order of operations here.
And very important.
We're going to have to bury you, baby James.
If she has fake tits. Got to take them out.
Because they have serial numbers.
Serial numbers. That's how they caught the motherfucker from I Love Money, which was on VH1.
What?
He was on Megan Wants a Millionaire on VH1.
Yeah, Shannon's just say 12.
Yeah. AD.
fuck you, and Shannon.
The guy, I love it. I can talk shit about her because this is rap. I love it.
The guy. He was on the VH1 show Megan Wants a Millionaire, and they never aired it because he wound up killing a stripper after. But he took all her teeth out and cut off her fingertips so they couldn't identify her. And he didn't know that tits have a serial number. And he put her in a dumpster behind the motel.
Why? What's the point of having a serial number?
Probably
on tits?
This very reason.
Just for guys that want to kill.
I don't know.
Tits?
I think that.
They're probably manufactured that way.
There's a medical
like lawsuit kind of thing.
Where they came, tracking where they came from, what's in them. They're supposed to get changed out.
What happens if they explode in a titty and all that like silicone
comes out? We talked about this recently. Silicone will make you sick. Saline won't. That's why they switched over.
Saline's the new shit.
Because a lot of the wrestler chicks pop a titty. We just talked about this.
Yeah. Okay. It'll just make your eyes watery or something?
No, it's salt. Well, it's saline. It's salt. Oh. But the silicone was making chicks really sick.
There's footage of pop titties during wrestling matches?
You'll see. I think Charlotte did it.
Just like a one deflated titty and finished the match?
Yeah, but usually they have like three bras on, so it's hard to tell.
Don't you? When you see like fucking real injuries in wrestling, like it'd be like a guy like break his neck and then they still fucking finish the match.
Yeah.
If I break my neck, I'm going, it's not real. Give me a fucking doctor. This is crazy. Help me. Oh, I'm crying again. Oh, please.
Dude, Rey Mysterio killing the guy in Mexico is brutal.
Let's see. I don't know if I ever saw Rey Mysterio kill
the guy. Rey Mysterio didn't kill. The guy took a spot on the thing on the outside where he hit his head. And he's dead. Like, he's dead on his feet.
Rey Mysterio.
No, he 619s him, and the guy's got blood coming out of his eyes.
No.
He's dead. Because, like, there's a thing about certain wrestling injury. Like, Misawa was a Japanese wrestler. He essentially got decapitated in the ring, but didn't break the skin.
Oh.
And it's one of those injuries. Like, Austin should have been dead from the Owen Hart. Pile driver,
right.
But he was so muscular that his neck stayed in place.
Wow. Yeah, pile driver is like one of those dangerous moves. And you see it, I remember like it's really a devastating move when you think about what it is.
Yeah,
right?
Like
to pile drive somebody, it's to try to murder them. I'm doing a death move right now, you guys know.
A pile driver in a street fight would be the best fucking thing. I mean, he's dead, but it would be just
If I'm doing the pile driver, I'm doing the tombstone.
It's a tombstone.
Why wouldn't I just tombstone it?
Everybody was doing tombstone.
Well, it would probably hurt your knees a little bit for the tombstone. You do the pile driver, it's probably safer for you and just as devastating for him.
Yeah. Lewis, have you seen your thighs? I'll take a pile driver from you now.
Dude, it's my ass.
I would come out of a pile driver taller. I feel great.
Dougie, let me see Rey Mysterio murdering a man. Please.
I mean, it's brutal. No. It's so sad. Like he has no idea he's doing.
This is in Mexico.
Mira que están besando el rey Carrosinda, el muelle arre, ay, 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 finito.
Wait,
he's not dead yet.
This guy.
Well, he's just. But that's
the
guy.
Okay.
Oh, this is it. This is the move. He's dead.
He's dead now.
He's going to be dead.
He's going to be dead right now. He's going to do the move where he spins on the
He's
rope.
Already dead when he does the 360.
He's dying.
He's dead.
Oh. Queso. He's dead. That's it. Imagine he takes his body and puts it on him and pins him.
He's dead.
Like at
his
moment.
So his neck broke hitting the ring? Is that what happened?
Yeah, and he got back in, didn't know he had a broken neck, and he's dead.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's dead.
And when's he dead?
Pat O'Gallo Jr.
Still alive.
He's dead.
Well, I want to see the move where he gets killed initially.
It's when he gets thrown out of the ring.
No, 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 yeah, guys.
Yeah, there
when
is.
When he gets thrown out of the ring, he hits his neck.
You sure he's just not unconscious?
No, he's dead.
You sure he's not just sleeping?
So now he's
El durmiendo.
Bang. So his neck just
like,
yeah.
That shit.
So now he doesn't know his neck's broken.
There's like a chicken running around with her head cut off.
Well, he doesn't know his neck's broken. Bang. And now he's dead.
That's crazy, dude.
That he got up like that? That shit's...
Well, he doesn't know his neck's broken.
He just knows he's hurt a little bit.
He knows he's hurt, and now watch.
Hey, to be honest with you, dude, I thought about doing more wrestling shit. That scared me to the point where I don't think I'll ever do shit like that again.
Is that terrifying?
Because
it looks like nothing.
What we did at Skankfest the year before, the last year we were in New York. Mm-hmm. I mean, I did that wrestling.
You did a roll
spot.
Move. You rolled at one point.
I rolled.
You rolled. That roll could have been your last roll.
Pull that up. It's not the roll. The putting me through the table. Him clothesline. The way he clotheslined me, it was actually borderline dangerous and irresponsible. What he did. He wanted to. The guy who did it. He wanted to make a point. And he's like, oh, you're not a fucking wrestler. I'm telling you, I know he did. This unquestionably, dude, because he hit me. It felt like a fucking truck hitting me. And I had I had New Jack clothesline me. And New Jack clotheslined me like it was a fan that wanted to know what it was like to be clotheslined from a wrestler, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And he did it hard where you felt like the strength, but he didn't do it in a way where he created impact,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
This guy hit me. Yeah, this guy, like the arm came across and he fucking leveled me.
Yeah.
And I bit my tongue. And I was just like, I remember in the moment, it really fucking hurt. And we kept it going. But it was just like, you know, more like he could have literally picked me up, chokeslammed me through that table. And if just a little bit further on the top of my head and my neck, it could have been a problem. Why are you making that
so
decision?
I fought that guy a few months later.
And what happened?
He clotheslined me. It felt like this. Boop.
I'm thinking that he's comparing himself to a dead guy. He's like, oh, yeah, I got a chop in the chest.
I have you,
the guy's dead.
No, but rewind it. Rewind it when he first gets in the ring. We start going at it because you'll see the clothesline. He fucking
yeah. Look at little fatty over there. Little love handle.
Yeah. Fast forward to we're in each other's face.
Post, you can't be such a fuck. Do this, Lewis. Don't do this.
I do.
Lewis,
MMA.
Yo, you have rolled.
He's a big boy too.
Look at you, little tough as shit.
Of the Believe You Me podcast.
You're out of breath. You're just walking.
I already fought Harrington. Me and Harrington did a real MMA fight before this.
Do not do this. Standing.
And I started beating the shit out of Harrington.
How good did this feel? Did you feel like...
have you done?
Dropping the mic in front of Chuck Payne, the extreme redneck. All right,
Lewis,
don't do this.
What were you saying?
Oh, you think you got him too much with the slap?
Oh, son of a bitch. That son of a bitch rattles us. He goes for the taekwondo roll. Oh, he puts up. He's got
now, right here, dude. I mean, it felt like a truck.
It hurt
so much. No. I bit my tongue. I started swallowing my tongue. I was like,
That was a real close line. He's doing this
and you're down there hurt for real. But I am really hurt, dude.
You put your foot on the rope like if you were in a submission, that's you wanted to break out of it.
She's like, big boom.
Yeah, all right, you got it.
So, when I was in a match with him, he was showing me the clothesline. I went, and he goes, you take it like this, and then I go, hey, what if I fuck up? And he goes, then I'm going to take your head off in front of those people. I went, okay. And I was terrified. He just went, boop, he hit me so light.
Yeah. No, he did not hit me light. He fucking really gave it to me. It was fucking wild. But it's a fucking dangerous thing. And I noticed when I trained for that, because I went to a real gym, and
it's a different kind of sore.
It's not even just a different kind of sore. You're doing these things, like just so taking a bump. Like they hit you, and you have to... essentially land on your back, right?
You have to make as much area as possible.
You got to sell it.
No. You have to make your body as much area as possible.
Okay.
So you want to spread your arms, tuck your chin, but basically the idea is to spread the impact.
Yeah. So you land flat on your back, and that's how you take a bump. But you start to lose form very quickly, right? Mm-hmm. And I wasn't like I was in bad shape there, but like I still work out. I still have trained a decent amount, right? Very quickly by the third or fourth bump that you take. Not the bumps that you take, Figs. The third or fourth bump that you take, you start to like not be able to hold the same form. Similarly, if you're lifting weights and you start to go heavy,
your body's getting fucked up.
Yeah, your body's getting fucked up. So what happens is it becomes more and more dangerous as you practice. And I remember just being like, I fell back at one point. It was like my back was in a weird position. It's a lot more that side of it, there's no really explaining the conditioning that you need to be able to do that for like a 20-minute match, yeah, and to be able to keep the proper form, to be safe to where you're not snapping your fucking neck on the corner of a ring. These guys are pros. Those Lucha Libre guys are fucking, they know how to fly around the ring. They're high, high-level guys. But it just takes one, to be out of position for one thing.
And that, yeah, looked like nothing.
It looked like nothing, dude.
I knew this dude who, he used to do comedy, quit a long time ago, but he was training to do wrestling. And right before his first match, he got hurt getting out the van. He was too excited, stood up and hit his head hard as shit on the van and just had to get like a metal plate in his head. But it was so fucking funny that he was just like, I'm finally gonna do this, and then almost died getting out the van.
how much cushion's on that mat?
Like an inch or, oh, okay, or so?
You know, it's funny, last week a guy cut it up with a knife and people could see how thick it is.
Yeah.
It's only about that.
Oh, damn.
It's about a gym mat.
It's about a gym mat. It's probably made with, like, I don't know, my assumption is it's made with, like, like cushion that has more resistance.
Okay.
And then there's a spring, right, in the actual ring. So it gets...
But there's wood under there.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. No, it's not... But it's you couldn't go to a jiu-jitsu gym and take a bump like that. It doesn't have the give. Like, you'd really hurt yourself. You'd really fuck yourself up.
Yeah. That thing you said reminds me of Vince McMahon when he ran into the ring and, like, busted his quads. And then just the whole time he's just sitting in a corner yelling at people. Like,
yeah, he wasn't on steroids, right?
Yeah.
Just tearing both quads walking.
Dude, that happens to people. That is wild.
This Ohio woman is forced to leave her job at Sheetz after losing a tooth when her boyfriend headbutted her. And I guess the store has a policy about if you have fucked up teeth, you can't work there.
At a Sheetz? That should make people feel at home.
I feel like that's how you get a job.
Yeah, that's crazy. Can when did Sheetz change?
Sheetz has a smile policy. They say applicants with obvious missing teeth or barely discolored teeth are not qualified for employment with Sheetz.
I also understand if you got fucked up teeth, doggy, don't let me see them. I mean, whatever. It is what it is. Like, I don't have perfect teeth, but it's like, I sometimes see people with money and they have fucked up teeth. I'm like, how is that not your first priority?
Yeah.
I judge people's fucking teeth. Fuck out of people's teeth.
Let me
tell you.
Yeah.
Okay, can we see this? Can we see this bitch's teeth?
Well, she got headbutted, right?
Yeah, she got headbutted years earlier in a domestic violence.
Years earlier, though.
When she was hired there, though, they knew that she had been through that. And they said it was okay as long as she got it fixed. And she was planning on getting it fixed.
But she never got it fixed. This is all on her. This is not on Sheetz.
Yeah, but Sheetz like a bedroom store?
Like a Wawa.
It's a Wawa. Okay. But it's...
So you're supposed enough to have fucked up teeth. You work at a gas station.
You're not supposed... And you're not making teeth repaired money.
It's a Gen Z
Ku Klux Klan.
Pause it for a minute. Wait, so let me just sit. Let me give a production note.
Look at that mutt. She deserves to be in a fucking
We haven't given the story that she's getting her teeth fixed by a dentist. We've only said, I've set up the story. I'm laying out the story. So I'd like to just see her fucked up teeth and a smile. And then I'm going to say, but what happened was there's this fucking dentist who said, hey, bitch, I'll fix your teeth. And then we'd go to that part of it. Let's just fucking be on the same page.
And she gets toy.
That's the only picture of her or her standing next to the dentist.
So then moving forward, you would come in and you'd be like, well, actually, here's footage. So there's this dentist and fucking whatever. We wouldn't just have a dentist fixing her fucking teeth for the audience. Think about how they would perceive this.
I agree.
Okay.
Well, anyway, a dentist flew her out to New York City to get her teeth
I'm sorry. It's not your fault, G-Mike. You're the man. You're doing a great job. I'm not happy with everyone
have to be here today. Blame Gay Michael.
Blame Shannon.
Gay Michael.
Sorry. So...
Because of the domestic
water boy
situation
that had happened years prior, they would not allow me to take that time because they said it went against all the rules for the beautiful smile policy, which stated that you had 90
this poor
days
woman.
She probably fucks like a champ.
She probably
she definitely
she
fucks.
Throws it back, doggy. You know what? New top girl.
Yeah!
Fuck Libby Dunn. Yeah!
You fuck Sheetz.
Want me to look at you while you hit it from the back, feller?
We're gonna do a change of pace here today. We're not going to make fun of this poor old lady. And we're going to talk about all the good things.
Yeah. Do you want diesel or regular?
She actually got her tooth knocked out because she stuck her head out a car window. She's having an allergic reaction to brownies from a party.
I bet you she's got nice feet. I bet you she fucks like a champ.
You think she's got nice feet?
Yeah.
She probably smells good, too.
She probably smells good. She looks like she's got pretty blue eyes.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
I bet she bakes.
She probably bakes.
Like banana bread, like nice shit.
Yeah,
she makes shit that you don't get every day.
She probably makes like lemon squares and cookies and stuff. You know what I mean?
Homemade Pop Tart.
Yeah,
she's
yeah.
Homemade I think Pop-Tart she's a recovering food. Junkie. I gotta be honest. I wanted to jump in on this, but I gotta be honest. I don't think this bitch cooks.
She's got straight up oxy face.
I think that this bitch has real problems.
Oh, you don't think she got headbutted by her boyfriend at the country club?
Yeah, Lou. She works in sheets.
You don't think she stole those from Lens Crafters?
Look at this dentist. Just taking his opportunity. You know,
I'll fix your teeth for you, honey.
Yeah, he's trying to show off his veneers. Like,
why does his beard, why does his 5 o'clock shadow look glued on?
He has fake lips. Those
also, I don't want my doctor to not have been shaven. It's like, shave. Yeah. Why are you looking disheveled, doc?
Yeah.
He's trying to be hot. Or I just think he's hot.
She looks like
stop trying to look smart like Dave Smith. Yeah.
She looks like the baby from the dinosaurs.
I look like
the
that.
Baby. God, I love him. Does she look like that?
All right, so let's see. We never actually went to the Gabby Petito picture. They were all over the place here. So Gabby Petito's picture or parents, they released a heartbreaking selfie of a beaten and bruised face moments before the tearful traffic stop with Brian Laundrie.
Trying to take away from black people, like treating her like Emmett Till. Fucking piece of shit honkies.
Can we see this picture?
What? And she's dead now.
Oh yeah.
This is right before the police were called.
This is right before the police were called.
What did she do?
How many versions?
Pissed her boyfriend off.
Said no too many times.
How many? Is that a treasure map in the background? Yeah. What's this bitch doing?
How many did she take though? Where she was like, not cute enough.
Like, oh, definitely.
Oh, I want to see the outtakes.
Oh
this.
Yeah. There's a filter. Those are teary-eyed filters on Snapchat.
Yeah, poor gal.
What is she at a fucking?
She's looked Twitter.
National Park or something? What the fuck is that in the background?
Yes, that's where
where she is.
Yes, yeah.
That's where he got. That's where they found her.
That's where they were. They were living in an RV, going to parks.
Oh. All right. So Romanian slap fight. These are brutal. Dude. This is a different take on the slap fight. I actually like this version a little bit better. I feel like there's less risk of real injury. But let's see this Romanian version of slap fighting.
Nice.
Yep. Sign me up.
Yes.
I'm horny.
See, this is fucking great, dude.
Oh, my God.
I'll watch all that.
So, here's what I'll tell you right now. We will be doing this at Skankfest.
Yeah.
100% happening at Skankfest. Also, me and Jason Ellis have, we put all our beef aside. I think, I'm pretty sure we're going to have Ellis Mania at Skankfest as well, which is going to be dope. Shouldn't be announcing anything just yet, but lots of cool shit happening at Skankfest this year, boy. Ooh, lots of first-time performers. Very, very excited. This is a great thing. We get sluts to go up on stage, and they smack each other's asses until one submits.
Romanian sluts.
Ass is too sore.
Well, the problem is with Skankfest girls, they have flat asses, so this is not going to be anywhere near as hot.
The girls at Skankfest, you can hit them with a cricket bat. And they're not
Nikki Champagne's going to win this again, dude.
Nikki's
going to destroy this.
Nikki's going to fucking smack some girl's ass off her body.
I'm going to come dress up as Sheath underwear. Like, hey, Nikki.
We're gonna here. And by the way, Sheath is sponsoring a lot of stuff this year at Skankfest. This is what I'll make it a Sheath sponsored butt slapping fight. This is a great idea. These are hot chicks. Good for them.
Ooh,
they're going underhanded too.
I love it.
These girls don't have to slap. That's the problem. They're not have nice asses, but they can't slap.
They don't have practice.
I would literally one slap. These girls would be on the floor in tears for me.
Look, you can see her cheeks through the front.
She's winding up. She's got good. Oh, she didn't even get her. She got slapped the small of her back, you stupid bitch.
The one on the right is
toy. Yeah, she's vicious.
They're both toy.
I'm upset.
They're both tight, but the right is
they're both toy.
She's better than that other lady y'all showed me.
The dude with the SWAT shirt is
this toy. Is going to just go on all day. But you know that's not true, because sometimes I'll smack my girl's ass, and I don't smack hard. I give it a little bit, just like even fucking, like a little hard.
Yeah.
And within like 2 minutes, that shit's burning red.
Yeah. Hell keep talking. Yeah. Tell me more. Go ahead, Lewis. What else? What? Keep going? Does she tell you, like, I'll stop? Yeah.
That lady has the worst ass.
She stops snoring for a few seconds.
a little light slapping. Nothing like, you don't want to give it a fucking,
No, it's all about the sound. You just got to have that little pop.
Just a fucking.
You want it crisp.
You're going to, like, let me see your ass, Zach.
There's nothing.
Let me see.
I have no ass.
I want to give a slap.
There we go. Nice.
Yo, that was a great
so much
sale.
More back than ass.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I gotta go to the same place over and over again.
That's perfect.
Tell me when it starts to hurt, because I'm going light.
Can you do me?
I will do you.
Do me too. Hold on.
He timed it. He timed it.
No.
I felt the wind. I felt the fucking wind. No. I fucking timed it. You fucking piece of
Knocked
shit.
It loose.
If that doesn't go in podcasting Hall of Fame,
yeah, that might be the best thing I've ever seen.
I kind of want to smell. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. What does it smell like?
Open the fucking door.
I got to get a whiff. Now
you
I'm
gotta
curious.
You got to bask in it out of respect.
Open the door, please.
Oh, I got
it. Jesus Christ. What's up? What, the lenses are fogging up on the cameras?
Yeah. There you go, G. Mike, hit us a little.
Zach, you just knocked the streamers offline.
The Wi-Fi's back, Zach. You did it. You fixed it, Zach. Let's go back in time to 9:30. We take everything we say back, Shanny. Robbie, let's do the show again. Dave, let's do MMA rappies.
Zach just made cracks in the foundation of this building.
Fix the timeline.
Just blow the whole building
up. That was a true nightmare, but great timing. Goddamn. So who wins this remaining booty slam? I want to watch it to the end.
Should we just watch the whole thing?
This is good.
Can we zoom
in? It's 12 minutes. I'll go towards the end.
Yeah. 12 minutes of ass slapping. These gals went for it, huh? How red are their asses towards the end?
I wonder how the crowd looks.
Don't you this? I'm
like us.
Just everyone wearing blankets.
Look at this bitch. This bitch on the right. Look at that face she's making. Pause it for a second. Never mind.
Matt Maron hosting.
Oh, you ladies got a flappy
toe? Yeah, I didn't even see this thing.
The ladies got vagina?
So, I tell you about the president of the United States.
Wow, I can't believe these women have vaginas.
Oh, yeah.
She kissed it. Good for her. What a good gal.
I want you to kiss my ass. Can I go back home now? No.
Okay. Please, please.
Do I have my freedom?
When do I have running water in my flat?
She got a little knot on
it. Yeah, she bleeds.
Oh,
a
little bit of purple. Damn.
Yeah, she's purple. She kissed it, too. These gals are great. Good for them. They're going for it. Ooh, I'll tell you right now.
In the ass, too.
This is such a better version of this sport, because I don't like the slap fighting, dude.
I hate it.
I think it's one of the most obnoxious, weird, there's no sport to it. You're just taking blunt force trauma, like being able to defend yourself. In the UFC, and this is what pisses me off about Dana White and the UFC promoting this, it's like the whole thing is like fighter safety has been like at the forefront of making MMA mainstream, right? Mm-hmm. And the rules state very clearly you have to be intelligently defending yourself, right? And that is... in the infrastructure of MMA, it's sort of what you, it's why it's a safer sport than a lot of other sports than boxing or you know, football. These guys get, you know, really bad impact and they get right back up and then they fucking go back at it. You get fucking concussed. You get 10 seconds to stand up. If you're tough, you get back up, you get concussed again. That's why a lot of boxers, you know, they talk like their brains are made of mashed potatoes, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. In MMA, if you're not intelligently defending yourself, if you turtle away and you're not defending yourself, they stop the fight, right? Mm-hmm. That's that.
Yeah.
There's nothing intelligent. You're not defending yourself at all. You're allowing an undefended strike to the fucking face. These guys are practicing winding up, and they're clubbing them in the fucking head. They get a foul for clubbing because sometimes they'll use the fucking, like, you know.
It's a TikTok sport. It's for your phone. It's so you can look at it quickly.
I was going to say the knockout compilations get me. Like, I end up on them for like 20 minutes by accident. Yeah. Just like,
I'm just saying, I wouldn't do it.
I think we know so much more about concussions now. That it's barbaric.
Yeah, I think it's fucked up. I think
one of these guys is going to kill himself soon, or they're going to kill their family.
Dude, you see, like, the whole thing getting bloated and fucking.
And that family or that guy's blood is going to be on the hands of the people that do that.
Yeah,
shit.
I agree.
But we know too much now.
We know, and
we can't backwards about what we know about concussions.
It's not like, look, I'm saying, like, a head kick is fucking technically worse. But you're not standing there just taking it.
You know, of course.
I mean, I guess you could. There's, look, if you fucking, you know, bob this way and somebody throws a head kick at that exact time, that's a fucking knockout. And we see that all the time in MMA. Yeah. And I know I know it's worse. There's no way that's not worse than simply a slap. But is it worse than 10 slaps?
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know. Is it worse than like just unanswered fucking? Because if you flinch at all, they get another slap. So if they don't get an even shot, dude, they got to put their hands behind their back. They got to hold a bar in their hands.
Yeah.
Right, dude? And they have to stand there and just take it. And I don't know, dude, there's just something about being slapped. I'll cry. I'll start crying. I mean, remind me of my mom. Like, it'll just bring me back to a fucked up place. I'm not letting a dude slap me, kick me in the fucking head, punch me, give me an opportunity to move out of the way. There's just something about it that's just so like.
You just go home. I got slapped 10 times today. Yeah,
you're watching these idiots.
It's like a jail sport.
But the idiots is what I like. I feel like it's given like people who couldn't be big in anything, but now they can technically be a champion.
You're taking advantage of people that are fucking retarded.
Yeah,
anybody who agrees to do that. But me and Harrington were going to do it. We were fighting right at the table. Schmucks. I was like, Harrington, let's do a slap fight right now. He was like, all right. To the point where I was like, all right, on three, one. Two. Yeah. And I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Yeah, I stopped. I was like, are you an idiot? And he was like, yeah. You have a baby on the way.
I have a baby coming thong.
Why would you ever allow another man to just fucking crack you in the fucking mouth? It's crazy. Yeah. This version of it, though, I am completely behind.
He's on fire.
Is there a champion of this version of it?
Yeah. We're all champions.
Just somebody with a bubble ass. Just a big, beautiful.
Just imagine her being the thickest queen.
Is there an iron ass champion?
Yeah.
Vanessa Williams, those fucking the tennis players.
Yeah, Serena
Williams, that fat ass.
Okay, Mike, send me that clip. I'm sending it to Ellis now. We're doing it at Skankfest, unquestionably. Just hot chicks in thongs having their asses slapped for our entertainment. Are you fucking kidding me?
It's amazing. Kim Congdon, Nikki Champagne,
the right match of the century.
Ooh, VIP tickets, brother. Come on,
dude. We can sell charge pay per view just for that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
There's some money.
Tell Kim, we'll make you make a little Nikki Champagne. We'll give you some battle ropes or something, and you fucking do it.
Nikki Champagne just fucking. She's got a hand the size of a fucking baseball mitt.
Kim is just like, just taking it.
She comes.
Yeah.
Lou's like, what's that sound?
Tags in Caribbean. That's amazing.
Love it. All right, real quick, let's take a moment and thank YoDelta.com for being a longtime supporter of today's show. YoDelta.com makes incredible Delta 8 THC products, gummies, vapes. They get you super stoned, Zach. I know you love them. I love them. We all love them.
Absolutely. And you guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp. It can be legally shipped to various states. And most importantly, it gets you really high. And I will tell you from personal experience, Delta 8 products work, and they should be taken responsibly.
Right now, YoDelta.com. Go there. Use the promo code GAS. You're going to save 25% off your already affordable order. YoDelta.com. All right. Where were we? New Las Vegas pet. New rat pet. You guys know we love freaky pets here on the Real Ass Podcast, and I'm trying to get one. If I convince my girl to eventually move to New Jersey, she's going to make me get a dog, unquestionably, and I want it to be a freaky dog. Ian's on time for the first time in the history of the show. Yeah, Ian. You've never been on time. We're running late, so whatever. You can come in. Yeah. Thank you.
Should I make him smack my ass?
Yeah, maybe.
Let me smack his ass. Smack my ass.
I'd be scarred. I'll go ahead and do it.
We're doing an ass slapping competition. Let me smack your ass. Oh, come on. Stop headbutting everything, you fucking Jew.
What did you say about me?
I said we're doing an ass slap. I said you've never been on time for the show once ever, and today, the day that we're running late, you show up on time.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
What's going on with you? What is your weird energy about? Who'd you show up with? Who's that chick?
Oh, it's my cousin.
It's your cousin. Hell yeah.
My cousin Sherry.
Sherry.
From Delaware.
Sherry from Delaware.
Yeah, nice. Great.
Why are you saying it like you're fucking her?
You didn't sound doing? Like that.
What are kissing you doing cousins. Here?
Kissing cousins. I saw her on your pod. She's hilarious.
Oh, yeah. Thanks.
She's a comic, too?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, okay. She's great.
Look at that.
She's the best, dude.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Well, Ian, I'm happy that you're here. We had another 20 minutes of show or so left. You want to hang out?
Yeah.
Hang out with us.
Let's do it.
E?
Yeah.
E?
Come on, L.
Somebody going to smack my ass? Or
Let me smack your ass.
Wait, is this a legitimate thing?
Yeah, so we're watching
Show them the slap. It's a new form of slap fighting in Romania, and these bitches slap each other's asses.
What?
Look at that.
Do we see the winner?
Oh my god.
Not yet, let's see.
There we go.
What?
Now imagine these were dudes.
Oh, imagine.
No, why'd she have
had penises?
Now imagine if they were cousins.
Wow. I'd slap her ass with my tongue. All right, now see, she's smart. She let us view the butt. Yeah. The other one got in the way.
Who wins? Who's the winner?
Us watching.
Please feed my family. Please.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Please, I'm so hungry. Please.
Congratulations, here's a gel blaster.
Just to think, I wake up in shoebox in Andrew Tate's apartment this morning.
I am so tired of eating boiled shoe. Please. Please.
This morning I wake up. Tonight I go on date with Ralph Sutton.
12-course meal in abandoned alley.
Please,
unbelievable.
Please. I can no longer go where Lainey tell me to go. Please, please.
They say ring bell, but then I walk out? How is in out? I do not understand how to get to podcast studio.
Please.
Send blind man to walk me.
Please, being able to squirt on command, blessing and curse.
Who won the slap fight? I need to know.
It was the one with the trophy.
What?
The girl on the left, the larger
one. Oh, I see. She has a trophy, the larger one.
Oh, the hot one.
Yeah.
You think
Oh my God.
Right? Look at the right one. You think right one's hotter than left one?
Look at
the
large thighs. The large one with the do-rag.
Dude, see, I teeter on liking fat bitches, so that's...
The one with the tattoos is the hottest one.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, the one with the trophy.
Oh, I was talking about my cousin. Oh, sorry. Just covered in tattoos.
So is there any more of this, or was this just a one-time thing? Because I will promote this. This is a sport.
Someone ordered food?
No. Thanks. Dude, I've been watching the slap.
I hate it.
Chin.
I hate it.
It is the scariest,
yeah, we just
most
talked
insane
about it for
thing.
10 full
Why
minutes.
Why is that?
We
a
just
thing?
Had this exact conversation.
Oh, really?
I can't rewind. You were just not here for it.
I so got bad. You, baby.
We already did that.
He's going to go on Tucker Carlson and talk about it.
Are you?
I'm going to Tucker Carlson next
Nuh-uh.
week. Yeah.
What are you going to talk about?
White supremacy.
Whoa. Fucking, it's back.
You know, Trump being back. Woo! Trump.
Ellis Mania.
Trump trade. Choo-choo.
No, I'm going to... they're releasing a documentary on comedy that I'm a big part of. And apparently he saw my segment and was like, this guy's the fucking best and I want him, so they're flying me down.
Well, that's a rigging endorsement.
Yeah. People hate him. People hate him.
I know.
You hate him? You don't hate him.
I think he's a fool.
Is he? I think every time I've seen him, I'm like, oh, he's making sense.
Nice.
He really is. But
he's
I don't know.
Demigod.
I don't know anything about politics, so I think people that are really into politics like fucking hate this guy. But I think it's because it's the same reason why my son's mother, when she says I'm manipulating her, it's my therapist told me this. She said women will say you're manipulating them when you start to make sense. When you start to get through to them, right? And I'll be like, I'll say something that says to me, he's like, hey, you know what? You're just manipulating me. Click. And I was like, no, I'm just making sense to you now, and you can't wrap your fucking mind around me making sense.
I gotta
so
find
your therapist.
So it has
to be manipulation. No, my therapist is trying to get me to pay her every week.
That
I keep coming back.
Wild. No, you being a manipulative, abusive partner is their fault.
It was.
Yeah.
No, but it's true. Wait, why did I just bring that up? Oh, yeah, because I think that Tucker Carlson, and I don't know, but I'm assuming he'll probably, because every clip I've seen of him, he's making sense and he's pretty funny in it. And I think that people on the left hate him more because I think he's more likable than the old, like, talking heads, Bill O'Reilly, Fox News people. Yeah. I think people are like, I don't know. I'm not talking politics, though. I think politics are gay, and I'll say that right to his face. I will. I'm going to. I promise you, I'll tell Tucker Carlson that politics are gay.
That'll be so funny.
Oh, dude, are you going to do it?
I will, dude.
You'll go viral, dude.
Like, just for Ian, throw hot coffee in his face. All right.
This is come, you meanie.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for World News with Mike Figgs. It's time for World News with Mike Figgs.
Whoa.
Hello, World News?
Let's just do a topic or something.
Just a moment.
World News.
Oh, slap box championships. Let's get into it. Have you guys talked about this?
World News with Mike Figgs.
So that girl was pretty hot, am I right? God damn it.
So you don't want to do voices anymore. That's what's going on.
You know, that part of me, I just kind of left that part, man. I'm going solo.
Now that you and Robbie are done.
It's just, I'm not about that life anymore.
You guys don't
man.
Have the podcast anymore? I know.
We just talked about this.
Yeah,
for 10 full minutes, dude.
Really?
You can't keep on bringing.
Yeah, we had a great episode. He had so much fun.
But you just changed the name.
We did all this.
Yeah, we got
every bit of this. Everything you're saying, we said.
The young guns are no longer cocked, locked, and ready to rock.
No, I left the show. I'm leaving the show.
Yeah. This is a bit.
No, I swear.
You're going to come back and be like, I left the show. No, but no. Raul is still here.
Robbie, I love you.
Yeah.
Raul.
It's
Raul.
Raul.
Yeah, no. I'll tell you more later.
Right now.
Okay. Oh.
Only, all right, tell him more as Adam Sandler. Go.
Yeah.
I'm going on a solo journey.
Never mind. Never.
God.
Never do that again.
I'm not Robbie.
What I'm figuring out, Robbie is the talented. We figured this out.
100%.
He's the least less likable, but more talented.
Wow.
Can I do it as Sebastian?
Yeah. Sebastian, tell me as Sebastian.
From the Little Mermaid.
Boy, let me tell you, Ian. Me go upon a solo journey now. Man, I want to be affiliated with Robbie. Me don't go to Atlantic Ocean. Now I'm in the Pacific, boy.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Nah, it's all love. I love Robbie, but yeah. I think it's over, yeah.
We're going to China.
Okay. Do we really? Okay.
And we're here with our correspondent, Mike Ping. Take it away.
Don't no more. We Robin Figs no more. We don't do show no more.
Stop.
China apparently wants its downed spy aircraft, saying it does not belong to the U.S. We have Chinese consultant Ming Ping Ling here.
Hello? Hold on. Do not mind the Wi-Fi.
Ming Ping Ling.
Hello? Yeah, sorry.
I was supposed to tell. We've been sent a cookie with a small note in it that says, "No, you baroon, me baroon."
Yep. Sorry about that. I'm retarded.
Okay, so.
Oh, Jesus. How'd you get this job in the news then?
Because I'm retarded.
I thought you were mostly smart over there.
No,
the best
smart.
Of the best.
No. Double retarded. Double time retarded. I put baroon in sky and fall down. I'm retarded.
So why do you think that we should give it back to you when you guys are spying?
Because it's my balloon. I'm autistic. I rock my room in fire truck.
Why are you imitating Paco in front of us?
Anybody order DoorDash? Who order? Who order DoorDash?
All right, now
why
we are.
Show your face?
We're gonna go to.
I'm retarded.
We're gonna go to Africa, where there have been eight Croatians in Zambia face new charges of child trafficking. We have here one of the trafficked children, Mbuku Bakuku.
Oh my god!
Take it away, Nate.
Oh, I'm just happy to be free.
Mbuku,
I apologize for my American brother. He does not have the same accent as I do.
Mbuku, you were just released from child trafficking. These Croatians, they really have their way
the
with
Croatian
you.
The Croatian make me smack my brother's ass all day long. We put on sheath underwear and we smack each other.
The saddest part, we do not know when it brews. It stay the same.
That is my transgender brother, Zachary. Go ahead, Zachary. Tell them what they make you do.
Zachary. They make me bend over and spread my cheek.
Is it true that you farted in a hand one time and it was, you got a penalty for that?
It was my only way of self-defense. Much like skunk.
Why does it sound like we're talking to Master Splinter?
You really did attack me like a skunk.
Sprayed him. I gave you my scent.
That is how we broke out of the camp.
Now your family won't recognize you when you go home.
All right, now we're going over the Philippines, which I'm pretty sure Fitz is going to use the same accent. Here for China. Who fucking set this up? Who produced this segment?
Blame Shep.
U.S. forces are returning to the Philippines to counter security threats. We actually have a Jamaican correspondent live on scene in the Philippines right now.
Boy, me never knew such a beautiful place existed, boy. This just like China, but everyone darker here. They're black Chinese people. Black me love Chinese. It. They roast pig. They have rice and peas here.
They do.
The girls have penises. My friend Ian here having the ball right now.
Leave me out of this.
Ladies and gentlemen, my world news. Life fix. Yay, world news.
I mean, Ian stole that. Ian came in and stole it from me.
It's great. We love it. I'm going to Puerto Rico next week with the fam.
No way. Family. Oh, that's great.
The annual family trip.
Oh, wow.
I'm doing it up this time. I've never done this with the family. I just got a hotel.
Wow. Not like a whole thing.
Not a villa, any of that shit.
Wow.
I don't feel like dealing with it. So in Jamaica, villas are very common. You get house slaves, right? And they cook for you, they clean for you, they drive you around. The security. I swear to God,
they're not called that.
They're indentured servants.
They're called maids. They're called butlers. They're called help.
House slaves.
They're called Nate's cousins.
Why a Potty boy keep calling me house slave? What's wrong with a rat tail boy?
So and they cook, and it's a very common thing, and it's very common.
Wait,
actually.
Wait, say you get house. Say it again.
House slaves.
You mean a wife?
So
hey, slow down, baby.
But that's very common in Jamaica. If you go to Jamaica, you can simply look up villas, fully staffed. It's all over the place. In other countries, it's not as common, right? So in Puerto Rico, I rented a house. Mm-hmm. Didn't have a chef or anything. I was like, all right, we'll just
bring your own slave. We'll
I figured we'd split responsibilities, you know, and my sister's husband was going to come, but now he's not coming. And everyone else in my family are just lazy pieces of shit.
So you're down the Mexican.
So I'm down the Mexican. So I'm like, I'm not going to fucking clean up. I'm not going to pay for a vacation and then have to clean up after my fucking family. That's crazy. It's driving me out of my mind. We did that in Austin when I took the family to Austin, and we rented a big, beautiful Airbnb, nice, beautiful pool. But it was a lot of like, just sort of fucking everyone making a mess, and it never felt like nice. You don't want to fucking be in a mess, you know? So this time I said, fuck it. We're just getting a fucking Hilton.
Oh, just that's fun. Nice.
Getting a couple that's restaurants nice. On the nice. Premises, big pools on the beach. Yeah. There's a fucking casino. My aunt's 85. She's going to give her 200 bucks. Let her go to the casino.
And 200
bucks? You don't think not having slaves is going to take away from the experience?
No, because we have, technically we have slaves, but like they're paid.
Yeah.
I guess we pay those other slaves too, but it doesn't feel like it. So when you
they're called employees of the building. What are we doing?
Didn't you make your sister a slave? She's an office manager now.
So the slaves. No, when you go to Jamaica,
unpaid slaves are called interns.
Gay blind slave.
Doggy, in Jamaica, you pay a flat rate, and it's so cheap that it feels like these slaves are coming. Like, you know, the master of this house. There's no way they're paying them what they earn and what they deserve. It's impossible.
Lewis found out that slavery is bad through having slaves.
Like, we should treat these slaves better.
Why do you keep crying, Dougie?
We're bringing the crew back to Jamaica at the end of March. We're bringing the entire staff.
When are you which some bring people shows on the show to Jamaica?
Some people gave me shit, and they're like, oh, you make them pay for their own flights. Like, yeah, you fucking cocksuckers. I've never pretended that we were fucking paying for everyone's flights. They get to come to a fucking company retreat where we have three private villas on a private beach with multiple pools, all the food, all the alcohol, all the weed, activities, fucking climbing up a waterfall, going cliff diving. Everything is fucking taken care of. It is a, I can't explain to you how much money it costs. It is a wild amount of money that we pay to do this every year. And we also said, if anybody can't afford their fucking airline tickets, just come to us and let us know. We'll make it fucking work.
Yeah, who's giving pretty shit?
Some of the fans, they're like, oh, dude, Lewis acts like he takes his employees on a fucking retreat when he makes them buy their own flight.
Come on.
Yeah, cocksucker. We you know what? Fuck it. You guys, we're not doing it next year now.
Yeah, fuck you. You hear that, Jorge? You hear that, Jorge? Gabe on Mike, you hear that?
We're now not doing it next year because of the three people on the Facebook group that said I was fucking cheap. Okay, so how does that feel? You guys can all fucking work your asses off all year long without anything to look forward
to. Next year, warehouse stripper party.
Well, no, I mean, look, we could just fuck it. Let's go to the Jersey Shore. How about that? We'll go to Jersey. I'll pay for transportation. Dude, we'll go to the Jersey Shore.
Jersey Shore would be so fun. It getting a row of houses. That would be incredible. You that would be the most fun.
We should get like,
Seaside Heights or fucking Wildwood.
This summer, we should just get like 20 comics to like rent a mansion and just throw the biggest, craziest party we've ever had in our entire lives.
Dude, or get a couple houses at Rockaway Beach. That's fucking incredible.
Why do you keep on changing what I'm saying? Just change the state.
It's a power move.
He's like, slaves in Atlantic City? You're like, no, 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 let's go to Virginia Beach.
And what
or
you...
let's get married in Vermont.
Just naming other things.
Yeah, get people together, go to the batting cages.
Why not? I love the batting cages.
Go ahead, top golf.
That's fun. Paintball.
Yeah, literally, we said to the entire staff, I was like, if you can't afford flights, you know, there's certain people that don't make as much money as other people are. Look, come and fucking let us know. We'll make it work. Yeah. Anybody on the staff is coming. If they don't have the means to come, we'll fucking make it work. Simple as that.
Now they're all going to come with you and make you pay for the flight.
And you're going to Puerto Rico when?
Next week.
Oh, shit. That's funny. Because next week I am going to be at Fort Worth Hyenas, Dallas Hyenas. February 19th, Hollywood Improv. Sunday, February 19th. If you're in Los Angeles, come out. Hollywood Improv, Ian Finance.
Let's go. Hell yeah, brother.
Go support Ian. Ian's a fucking man.
Thank you.
We got a couple more minutes left here. Let's see. Any other stories that were fun on here? Okay, this 11-year-old girl's drawing is confiscated at school. The teacher... All right, I won't say what it is. Why? Well, bring up the drawing. Tell me why you guys think that this picture was confiscated.
Is it Muhammad? Oh. It's a dick and balls.
What do you mean? It's a beautiful bow tie.
It's a dick pic.
You kidding me?
But also, it's
like... romantic era.
The kid probably didn't know that. They're just drawing what they saw on Grindr.
Does Piggy, who is from Roblox, I believe, because my niece talks about Piggy, and I believe this is a Roblox character, a very popular... Am I mistaken? Is that what this is?
This thing has a banana in his ass.
Can we see Piggy?
I think it's a kid who's uncircumcised, who just is handsome.
Joe, Jesus.
He just showed his teacher the picture and was like, does everything look right with this to you? And that's it.
Can I see real Piggy? Does real Piggy have a bow tie that's kind of look like a dick?
No.
Jesus.
No, it's weird. Dude, Roblox is a weird thing, dude. Whatever it is. Dude, Roblox is weird. Whatever it is, there's this weird... I don't know exactly what it is. It's this world where the graphics aren't that good, and the kids come in, and it's like
these... It's like Minecraft. There's a lot of adults making
weird
things.
Addictive, like, games that these... And they live their lives in this world... And whatever it is, I think that there's probably a subsect of like pedophilia. There's adults that are talking to kids. Wow.
There's people who make money on it too. Like the shit you make in it.
You get to submit it and people download your stuff. I have no idea really how it works in Roblox.
A buddy of mine just sent me a game that's downloadable for PlayStation. That's like, it's a furry game with gay furries. And like, it's so weird. What? It's so weird that I can't stop playing it. And it's a lot of that shit's like seeping in, I think. I don't know. I don't know if it's like true or not. Maybe your friend Tucker knows more about it. But I'm sure you guys that'll get brought up on the show.
Possibly.
I took a snapshot.
Ian, you're friends with way more Tuckers.
A guy. Gay Michael, I just sent you a photo. My stepson was playing Minecraft, which is just like Roblox, and I'm watching him. He's in this world with all the different other people, and I'm watching him. Looking at this guy, I'm like, wow, what the fuck? A guy created a naked Hitler. It's Hitler with a cock, the Nazi sign, everything. I just sent it to Gay Mike, and I'm like, all right, I can't. You could play it, but you can't go on the servers and play with randos because it's a little fucking wild.
Yeah.
Michael, did you get it?
Yep, I'm emailing to myself right now.
Okay. If you zoom in and you tell me what you see,
this is the furry game.
Let me see.
On PS5.
Guys, everyone's pulling up stuff on their cell phones.
Oh, I know.
Burrow of the Fallen Bear, a gay furry visual novel. Discover romance in a furry fantasy world where player choice matters. What the fuck?
So we can all agree it is a choice.
There it is, dude.
Oh no, dude.
Yo. Look,
guys are kind of hot.
Watch, I mean, they're very hot.
How many hours have you logged?
Listen to this.
All right, if you had to fuck one of these furries, which one are you
choosing? All of them.
No, Ian, you got to choose one. Don't be an asshole.
Oh, the twink in the front. I'm going the bear in the back.
Yeah, the bear on the left.
Big old beast. He's gonna fucking. He's gonna lay it down,
dude.
He looks caring.
This guy.
All right.
This guy goes. You're looking intensely at my face. Want to say something? And then the next guy goes. This must seem pretty stupid to you. A doctor would probably... Okay, hold on, no. This
Did you
guy
say
says,
play the trailer? We said no, says, so then you brought it up on your phone
Ian,
to do
please,
it anyway?
For the love of God, just stop. It's fine. We got it. Put this on by, guys. I don't care
Show
about
that
this
photo quickly.
Game, dude. Ian, put your phone back in
it's
your asshole.
Quite it's quite hot in
zoom
here.
In, zoom into the character. So I'm watching this, and I go, what the fuck? Zoom into that character. That's a cock.
That's that is a cock.
That's a little Hitler.
No.
And you saw this in the game.
That's just a guy. Yeah, that's a mouth. That's not a
no, that's a cock.
That's a cock.
And that's, a little, and that's a little Hitler
oh
guy.
Oh, my God. That is
Where's
a
the
cock?
Swastika, though?
It's somewhere. I can see it a little. He's got to move. It's underneath the
I'm sorry. Like, just rewind for a second the story. You found this personally?
No,
or
no,
this
no,
was
no,
just
no, I'm like, no, no. I'm like having a sandwich and my stepson is playing Minecraft.
No, but I'm saying this is your screenshot.
This is my screenshot.
That's crazy, dude.
Yeah.
No, this is my fucking problem. Hold on. This is exactly what I was just saying. Yeah. And it was just a theory of mine that there's probably a lot of fucked up shit happening on this platform. That's crazy, dude.
So most of the time he plays with his pal, and it's like a local multiplayer, right? It's just them two playing. And then
my niece goes on with like three or four of her friends, and they all like, it's like, we're shopping.
Well, that's like the big one. Like, you can go on a big server with like a fucking 100 random people, and then Cock Magoo will show up. You know, it's
that's
fucking
crazy,
like, what
dude.
The fuck? You know,
how's
but he didn't even
that
notice.
Been reported?
I have no idea. Dude, maybe
a lot
gets
of this shit seeping in.
Doggy, that's fucking wild.
It's getting weird.
That was a big
dude. You know what
cock.
I was on? I was on Instagram the other day, and so more like young dancers and gymnasts are showing up in my Instagram algorithm, and I was like, "What the fuck is going on?" And I realized it's because my niece and my son, they watch reels, and they're really right. into like whatever. So now I'm not as freaked out. I thought they were trying to like push like kids into my thing. But one of the fucking screenshots, I'll show you this, Zach.
Oh boy.
I'll show you the fucking screenshot.
We just all became dads.
Yeah. No, this shit is fucking wild. Let me go to screenshots.
Dude, I'm telling you, the algorithm is pushing pedophilia.
It is.
Because then I go on Google and it just all of a sudden pops up, where is child porn? Algorithm. What is happening?
You fucking algorithm.
And then I get hard on the bus seeing kids and I'm like, oh, the damn algorithm.
Listen, look at this screenshot, dude. Like, I took a screenshot of this.
No,
dude, it's like literally a little fucking girl fucking spread.
I don't want to see it.
No, it's not actually.
Is it naked?
No, it's like a girl like stretching.
Yeah. No, it's like an 8-year-old doing gymnastics.
I know, but it's still weird that's a screenshot.
Yes,
that it's a, like literally with a girl with their legs fucking spread.
Because that was an intentional choice.
That somebody made the choice to fucking take a child and put their fucking legs spread and make that the... And I'm just seeing that happen on Instagram. It's even like just like really like...
It's crazy because it knows it's your Instagram too. So, and Instagram knows how old you are and shit in some
way. Well, that's exactly the point. Why is it they know I'm 40? Instagram, they have an algorithm. Why would they go, you know what? We're never going to allow an 8-year-old girl in this 40-year-old man's algorithm.
Yeah.
We're not going to allow
He's
it. That,
make
that
him
should be,
find them the old fashioned.
But that should be automatic. That should legitimately be automatic where we're not going to allow underage people to be showing up and be discovered by older people. That's not a crazy thing to write into an algorithm.
Dude,
I feel like that's as easy as
the
it can
argument against
be.
That is probably like grandparents. But I want to see my grandchild.
No, but not that you can't look at them,
so
but they're not discovering. So if you hit search, it's like you'll just discover shit, and if I start clicking on fucking gymnasts, more young gymnasts are going to show up in my thing. If I start clicking on boxers, boxers will show up in my thing, and that's the way it works, right? But for me, they should go, okay, you're a 40-year-old man. I don't give a fuck who's clicking. We're not going to start pushing young children in bikinis. Even like, look, this is like little boys in bathing suits. Isn't that fucking weird?
Where did you get that? Don't give me my phone back.
Look, these like little boys with abs, like isn't that a weird?
Okay.
Isn't that a
it's
weird
okay.
thing?
Especially like both of them together, they were trying to get you.
Yeah,
I'm just
trying to set you up.
One's a wingman.
Is this why you're going to talk?
One's a wingman.
You know what's happening in Britain? Schoolgirls are twerking and taking videos of them on TikTok, underage girls, and then they're getting pedophiles are Venmoing them money on TikTok. But they're not doing anything illegal. They're not like in their underwear. They're just like dancing in the bathroom.
Yep, yep.
And a bunch of pedophiles are.
That's
the form of like roses and tokens.
It
and
is
stuff.
Sick Doggy, and disgusting. And I'm going into the poorhouse.
I'm running out of funds.
It is just, I think that there's like, it's not even so much that like, I think that there's like an effort, and the people that know this, same thing with YouTube, I think they know that clicks are money and they want to just generate clicks. And I think that little fucking kids in bikinis and fucking showing their asses, it will generate a lot of fucking clicks from fucking weirdos. And Instagram doesn't give a fuck. I think that these platforms, that they're fucking evil. They pretend to be fucking good. But that is a crazy thing. To allow a child to be spread eagle and to fucking, that'd be the screenshot for people to click on. I mean, I know you're not showing an actual naked kid's body,
but we have imaginations.
But no, it's just, in my opinion, just as bad as what they were saying with Tiffany Haddish and Aries Spears, where it's like, no, I don't think that they were fucking pedophiles, but I think that they were putting kids into a position where you're showing their bodies and you shouldn't be doing that with little kids.
Dude, a guy opened a YouTube account and said that his age was like 12 to 14 or whatever. And, you know, when you open a YouTube thing, it sends you like videos like, check this out, blah, blah. And immediately off the jump, all the videos were like, queer creators, queer, it's okay to be gay, it's trans la-la, like immediately.
Trans la-la?
That's my favorite. It was trans la-la. No, but it was just like, again, like, it's, that's totally fine. Like, you can seek that out on your own, but why is that being funneled into children?
I agree.
You
know? I think sexuality in general, it's just because it's provocative.
They won't stay still without the funnel.
It's provocative.
They throw it back up.
People will click on it. It creates a debate. I see this very often. This is a new style on Facebook, because I'm on Facebook, and
you're the one.
It'll be like it's like a provocative like line where they did it with like Schumer, where it was like Schumer looks ravishing in this new, and it was like a big frumpy photo, and it was just, they were like, they knew what they were doing, and it was like somebody that was they just knew that it would just cause like discourse online, and people are like, what are you fucking crazy? Are you blind? And it did. And you see like, oh shit, like it's clickbait. They're like, even like actual publications, they create clickbait. And there's this whole seedy underbelly of the internet where
I thought you meant Amy Schumer.
Where pedophilia is just sort of sitting there. And we watch it happen with ElsaGate. We watch it happen with YouTube. It's a fucking creepy, creepy fucking thing.
Wouldn't it be wild if QAnon is right, that there is just like millions of Kabbalic pedophiles.
Doggy, there is. Doggy, we did this thing, it was years ago, but it was like a mom, it was like a mommy blogger, and then she had like, all of her videos had like 500 views. Except one of her videos, it said it was a bath time with Cindy, or whatever the little girl's name was, and she was giving her daughter a bath, right? Uh-huh. Just, you know, washing her hair, just having a conversation with her daughter. That video had like 5 million views. Comments turned off. Like, it was fucking crazy. And then it was like, well, you're in control of the channel. You're taking the clicks. You know it's pedophiles. You see that the reason you turn the comments off is because people are like, oh, I want to fuck your child.
Right, yeah. Right.
And then you're still going to monetize it. You're still going to make money off of it. That should be a crime. That bitch should be thrown in a fucking cell. Yeah. That's worse. Maybe not worse than being a pedophile, but it's close, dude. It's your own kid, dude.
Well, look at that show. That's crazy. Toddlers and Tiaras.
I mean, other kids can be hot, but your own kid can't be.
Was that other one, the dancing one?
Dude, cuties, or girlies or whatever. It's fucking sick.
It's my favorite movie.
I tried to defend that as art, and the more I see it, the more I'm like, I fucked up. I thought they were trying to like juxtapose it with the way kids are shot, but like, nah, it's all fucked up, man.
Well, my sister watched it and she really defends that movie. She's like, she was like, it's actually a great movie. And I guess here's the thing. If you're looking at it through the lens of like a mom who has got a young daughter, and like there might be a story there. I'm looking at it through the lens of a fucking creepy fucking dude where you have little girls shaking their asses to the camera. Yeah. I don't give a fuck how good the story is.
Or a dad looking at your daughter. Yeah. But, you're like, I don't want my fucking.
But the idea that you're going to take an 11 or a 12 year old girl and have her spread her legs to the camera, that's really happening. I don't give a fuck what story is being told. I don't give a shit if it's a great story. I don't give a fuck if the intent is to tell a great story. A peripheral thing that's happening there is you're exploiting children, and you're exploiting them to the camera. And I'm telling you, I don't even take. I have a hard time taking pictures of my son without a shirt on and posting them to social media.
Trying to put it back on
because like if he's just at the beach, like I'm like, yeah, I know there's some fucking creep out there that's looking at my son as a fucking piece of meat. And that's
let's call a spade a spade.
He's a real ass kid.
But you get what I'm saying? Like, totally. you have a stepson. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's it's a fucking scary world. I'm glad my son is not into like video games. Like, he goes on.
Do you know Preston? Does your kid watch Preston on YouTube? He has millions and millions.
What
of views.
Is this?
He's a YouTube guy, and he like, you know, it's geared for kids, and it's like, I'm gonna go in a bouncy castle today, and let's see what happens, right? And then he'll be like, I got 10 new girlfriends and I wonder if they can kiss. And then, like, my mom interviews my girlfriends.
Oh, there's another. See, and it's just, so there's another one.
The kid is always, like, kissing.
Doggy.
Girlfriend, kissing.
Check this
girlfriend.
Out. Check this out.
Fuck?
Yes. And that is what they're doing is they dog whistle. This is a weird thing, right? They're dog whistling to little kids because my niece watches another channel like that. And the dad.
Let's get married.
Listen,
always
listen,
pops
listen,
up.
Listen, listen. The dad was a big YouTuber first, right? This fucking guy. You're going to. What the fuck? I got to figure out the name of this, right?
Not Ryan. Is it Ryan's Playhouse? Ryan?
No.
The Ryan is like nice.
Listen, listen.
Yeah.
The dad, and then it's a daughter. The daughter's maybe 12, right? And the daughter, it's a dad and daughter. Dude, dad and daughter YouTube, because it's one of the biggest channels, right? And the themes are regularly like, does he have a crush on me? Do I have a crush on him? The dad will be like, was like, are you going to have your first kiss? And this is always the conversation. And that'll be like the cover photo. It'll be like, you know, whatever the girl's name is, you know, her first kiss, question mark.
What? You're
like, you're what?
What the fuck? What
who's
is this?
Watching this?
You're sexualizing your child for money. It's fucked up.
Pull up.
Xi Jinping, blow up the power grid. Get us offline. It's not good.
Jinping?
I'm retarded. I like child porn.
We gotta do Biden.
Oh, no.
I know, we gotta go. But what's the name? Give me some father-daughter channels.
No.
You're not listening. You're not listening.
Old. Don't put this on.
Why does my daughter love me so much?
Don't put this on the screen. You're giving the algorithm what it wants.
You have to save us. When you go to Tucker Carlson, you have to put a spotlight on this.
Yeah, go to Tucker Carlson.
Tucker.
Is it Amelia's World?
No. It's fucking driving me out of my mind right now. I want to ask my sister. Hold on, let me call her because she knows the name of these people. And dude, there's just something about this guy. He looks like a fucking creep. I don't know what else to tell you. Oh, here's my dumb sister.
Retard hotline.
Hello?
Derf.
Fuck. Come on.
You've been forwarded.
Fuck. Fucking cunt. All right. I want to know the fucking. It might be Ryan something.
It's not Ryan. Ryan, they're like Filipino people, and he just opens toys, and it's has nothing to do with kissing a girlfriend. It's just toys.
No, what are you doing? What are you doing?
What the fuck
guys?
Is going on?
What are you doing?
Set itself off there.
What is happening?
What the fuck is going on?
I'm into it.
Dude, what? Can we just chill? Let's chill.
You don't want to watch any more Hot Kids?
Chill with this foolishness. Lewis.
I have to park. Sorry.
Here. You have to park?
Yeah.
Come on, Luke. Can we wrap it up?
We're wrapping
up.
I know. We're wrapping up.
Bye, guys. Call your family.
Shut up.
Good. I'm glad your phone fell. I hope you fucking go to jail for your YouTube videos.
All right.
For your algorithm.
Yeah.
We're done. Thank you guys for watching. We're gonna do a deep dive on this fucking guy and his channel on the next episode tomorrow.
I can't wait.
Tomorrow. All right. Well, we'll be back Friday. Another live episode of your favorite podcast, The Lost Podcast. Until then, good night.
Hell yeah.
That's all, folks.